Hi, I'm your host, Jack, and I'm here today to tell you an opinion of my own. In my opinion, I think internet should be policed better, because it is currently right now getting even more dangerous. But you can stop that, and here's some reasons and support for my opinion. Alright, enough talk. Let's get down to the juicy bit. First of all, hacking would be a lot less dangerous and a lot less common. The first piece of support that I have for you is that people wouldn't experience as much loss of data or stuff done by hackers themselves. The second one is that this probably would end many, many wars and arguments online. And the last piece of evidence I'm showing you is people can enjoy online games knowing they're completely safe. For example, one time I was playing this game called Roblox. You can create accounts and progress is stored on there. The next morning I wake up and I had to log back in. However, I had written my info down on paper, so I typed it up there on there, but it said that this account no longer exists. So I had to start all over again on a new account just because of a stupid hacker who deleted my old one. Okay, secondly, global targeting and cyberbullying would be almost impossible. My first reason is because of the policed internet, no one would be able to get away with illegal actions online. Second, people would not die because of global targeting either. And third, people don't need complex passcodes to protect information, but it will still be helpful to have. One time, in Minecraft, this guy joined my server. I did not know him, and he was not one of my friends. And then he started spawn killing me. Spawn killing in Minecraft is when you kill the player at his or her spawn repeatedly. So I basically had to delete my own server with a bunch of progress on it to stop this guy from doing the kind of stuff he has done. And ever since, I had to make private servers where only people who are invited can join. Alright, lastly, many more games would be accessible for kids. Number one, kids and others are free to do whatever they want under supervision. And number two, games which used to be flooded with hackers and cyberbullies are now free of them. Three, everyone would love the change and many more people would be allowed on. Also, for example, games on the App Store usually have an age rating around 9 to 17, and the reason for that is for the safety of all the other people trying to buy games on there. And that's just a game warning. So be careful if you want to download a game on the App Store, because it might not be age appropriate. Okay, and that just about wraps up this opinion. I hope you enjoyed my piece, and remember, you can help the world. Also, let's give a special thanks to Wikipedia and CNET for sponsoring my opinion, because without them, I would never have been able to do it. And thanks to you for listening to my podcast. Bye!